the power of the covenant prayer impacted upon me in a new way when I began to wonder what it would be like to write down and read out the opposite, the exact opposite of the covenant prayer that we will pray shortly. And a rewritten covenant prayer of that kind would read something like this. I'm in charge. My world is myself. I'll do what I want. I'll associate with those who are just like me. I'll seek an easy life. I'll always take the easy option. All my choices will serve my self-interest. Let me be noticed. Let me be held in high regard. Let me have it all. I will claim and consume all this world has to offer. I am 100% self-sufficient. I live for the moment. So it is. This is my covenant with myself. It will die with me. What we have there, in effect, is a selfish creed. And many in the world today live by such a creed. It is a charter for living for many in our world that can be so individualistic and self-centered. And hearing those words and doing that exercise reminded me how radical, how countercultural are the promises of self-denial that we renew tonight, compared with the values held by many. So let us look then at the actual words we will pray together, and they can be found there on page D10 in our service books, in the bold type on page D10. The covenant prayer begins, I am no longer my own, but yours. And its close, we find these words, you are mine, and I am yours. And this affirmation of belonging to God are like two bookends that hold the rest of the prayer together. In between our statements about belief and behavior. But first and last, we belong. We belong to God. And that's good news. God loves us with an everlasting love. You are his son, his daughter. You belong within his family. And that's what gives us confidence this evening and assurance in his grace. This is a God-centered covenant. Today, God grasps you by the hand and says, come with me. Follow me. Trust in my unconditional love for you. In 2020. This covenant is all about our relationship with God, all that he has done for us. It's about relationship. Perhaps these words of the covenant prayer can be compared to the marriage service. It would be strange if at the end of the marriage service, the bride or groom went on their way, clutching the words of the service book to their chest. Rather, they go forward together as husband and wife, hand in hand, clutching one another. The vows tonight are the means, not the end. It's the unity of our relationship with God that is our goal. The words of the covenant prayer alone are not the focus. It is our relationship with God. To go forward with God, hand in hand, desiring to grow closer to Him and deeper in love. We are no longer our own. We no longer live for ourselves, but for God. And though the words that we will pray are personal, they are more than personal. We say these words of the covenant prayer together, with one voice, reminding us that it is a shared prayer and promise. We are in this together. A shared vision built this community of faith to which you and I belong. A shared faith has kept that flame alive and has refocused the vision over the years. It's a shared covenant and a shared calling. We go forward together, sharing one another's joys and sorrows, carrying each other's burdens, building one another up, helping each other to keep these promises that we make tonight. We go in obedience, which is a joy and not a burden. Affirming our belonging to God is followed by saying what that will mean for us. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. By saying this, we are accepting where God has placed us right now and with whom God is placing us among. And it's in that place with those people that we will live these words, put our faith into action. And the prayer continues with this difficult phrase, put me to suffering. And the preface to the covenant service reminds us that these words do not mean that we ask God to make us suffer, but rather we desire, by God's help, to patiently accept whatever is God's will for us. Christ suffered himself. He suffers with us in solidarity and helps us through. We will not be overwhelmed. We yield to God's will and God's way. As we say to him, let me be employed for you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. Christ has many services to be done. And tonight we accept the place and the role that God has for us here and now, at this time in our lives. We say, count me in. The covenant prayer has the words, put me and let me. But you won't find the words, not me. So think tonight of God's calling on your life. The task for each one of us is to listen to God, to discern what he is calling us to do, and to carry on doing it, but in his strength and not our own. Apart from me, you can do nothing, says the Lord. So we abide in Christ. He strengthens us by the Holy Spirit, who helps us to keep the promises we make today. And finally, God's covenant is renewed and restored in Christ. His blood of the new covenant was poured out for us and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. As we receive bread and wine, we know the living presence of Christ among us and within us, forgiving us, healing us, making us new. These are the words of the covenant prayer. With confidence and trust, let us renew this covenant of love. Amen.